Well, Coach, another regional championship plaque coming your way. Is this something that never gets old for you?
Never does. It's always a different group of kids, and some of that's their first one, and some of it's maybe their second one. You know, it's something that's always fun, and dominating performance today. I was really proud of our team and the way we brought it. 13 in the finals, and I think we won 10 of those 13, and pretty good day. Pretty impressive points total, and getting 13 guys through the sectional would be really big for next week.
Yeah, you talk about sending 13 guys and really just dominated throughout the whole day, and it was really, you guys never looked back once you got that early lead over Mount Zion.
Yeah, really, that semifinal round is always huge in the regional because, you know, you have some guys that have byes in the first round, so you got a shot at double points. You know, you get your bonus, you get your advancement, and then you can double that up if you got a bye, and then you get your place points going in there, so... You know, when Aiden pinned that first kid, that's 18 points right there, you know, and Max did the same thing. And so really that semifinal round is huge, and putting 13 in the finals was enough to kind of salt it away. And then we got to focus on the individuals in the last round. And obviously we talked about before, if you can get that first place, then you get that first round bye at sectionals and you know, win one Friday night and you're in the semis. And win two and you're on state. So it's just one of those things. Put yourself in a good spot, ready to go.
And of course, too, today, with the amount of guys that you had buys, it really showed just how important getting to wrestle one less match really makes a difference.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things where, you know, we had a lot of guys seated high, and you know, you got to go out and wrestle to your seat and make it happen. And, you know, we had a couple where Crowder, Ross Miller, I thought he had a big tournament, you know, beat a good kid from Shelbyville for the third time, which is hard to do. And then also beat a kid from Mount Zion. He had lost to twice there in the finals. It was really nice to see him get that win. Another one that was impressive was Dom. He'd lost twice to that Shelbyville kid, including last week. And, he comes back and beats him here in the finals. So proud of him and the adjustments and the faith in the process.
Of course, too, you talk about Ross beat a kid three times, and that's one of the hardest things to do just in any sport. It doesn't matter what it is, especially on an individual side. And then you talk about him and Dom beating a guy that they had lost to previously in the year, and really that's a huge confidence boost going into next week.
Well, that's something that to me as a competitor you're most proud of is, you know, like if football, if you play somebody early and lose and you can come back and beat them in the playoffs or something, that's exciting because to me that shows you've grown, you've improved, you've worked hard, and that's all the things that we value in athletics, you know. And obviously, you know, those guys are putting in the work in the practice room, and sometimes it doesn't always go your way. And I said there was a couple spots where I thought that we wrestled hard and it went against us, but that's part of the nature of the beast. I thought, you know, some other kids wrestled well against us, and just got to go back and look at what we're doing and see what we can do to get better, even with this amount of time left.
And of course, too, the important thing is advancing all but one kid to sectionals is something that you're never going to shy away from because you know just how hard it is having an all-day tournament like today.
Yeah, like I said, it's a dominating performance and proud of our kids and what they did. And so we'll enjoy it this weekend, and then Monday we'll go back to work. We got four practices this week to get ready for sectionals, and we'll head down to Carterville and see what we can get done down there.
And of course, too, with this being your last year, I'm sure the regional, like we've said all year long, you know, you want to set the big goal, but then you got to cross off the little goals before you get there. And this is, in terms of the postseason, this is the first of those little goals that you got to knock off before you get to late February, early March.
Yeah, you want to enjoy each thing, and that's what we've been trying to do. And we know all the goals. Like I said, we've got a goals board up in our wrestling room. We've been checking them off each Monday after they've been accomplished. And, we'll check this one off Monday at practice, and then we'll know the next goal on the list for the team. And next week's a little different because we've kind of switched to the individual side. So we'll be focusing on our kids as individuals next week, and with the team component, taking a couple weeks off here. And just excited, just trying to enjoy it all and enjoy these kids. They're fun to be around. They're fun to work with.
And, of course, too, like you said, go down to Carterville on Friday and the chance to send quite a few more guys to individual state.
Yeah, obviously that's the goal, to get as many guys through as we can, hopefully all of them. And just got to go down there with high expectations for yourself. And, you never know how the brackets will shake out, but it's one of those things that you go down there with a determination, you know, especially that second day. It seems like second day sometimes comes down to who's the most determined, because there's a lot of guys that are close, and the guys that are determined to get it done and fight through it all and won't back down are the ones that usually have the most success.